And on sweet potatoes, you don't put gather them until after the first frost falls on the vines, and then you remove the vines and dig the potatoes and hill them up.
About what month would that be?
In October.
Something like that? Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned sweet potatoes. Any other name for those?
Dooleys or yams.
Mm-hmm. Dooleys or yams. Never heard of dooley?
Yeah, dooleys is... That was the old white potato when I was a child. They called them dooleys. And when you got a good one, they were really good, but so many of them were stringy.
Mm-hmm.
They were called dooleys.
And something else you might grow in the garden, about this size white, and it makes tears come to your eyes. That's
onions.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the little young fresh ones that you eat, little ones?
Little gander.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cocktail onion.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. And one other vegetable that's very popular down south, you might use it in a good soup or gumbo, or you might slice it and fry it, or boil it whole. It's green, and you get cut it.
Squash?
Well, or...
Use a squash, or...
Yeah, you could use squash, and you could use this too. You can slice it and fry it, or you can boil it, and it tastes green. It's kind of fuzzy outside, a little sting. You know what I'm talking about?
Hmm.
Oh, it gets about this long, green.
Cucumber?
Oh, it's smaller than your cucumber is one I wanted too. Well, it's smaller than a cucumber, and sometimes it'll kind of burn you a little bit if you rub up against it. And you put it in gumbo, you know, shrimp, seafood.
Well, you have garlic, mm-hmm. and garlic, onions, radishes. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, those things. And the
beets.
Beets, yeah. Now, we talked about, you mentioned peas. Tell me some of the different varieties of peas that grow around here.
Well, we can grow any variety of what we call field peas. If they're not field peas, you can't, in other words, if you order and don't specify field peas, they're liable to send you English peas.
Mm-hmm.
You have to specify cow peas or field peas.
What are some of the different varieties
but
you have?
We plant pink-eyed purple hull, the knuckle purple hull, the extra long running purple hull, the yellow carter, the speckled carter, and the sugar carter, the quint, and the big boy.
Mm-hmm.
They've bred up a lot of new ones from what it used to be when I was a kid. Used to wasn't anything but speckled peas, clay peas, or the old unknown peas, or the California.
Hmm.
And finally we got to the little sugar crowder and the little ground crow, which was a little white pea, that it was better dry than it was green. It was edible green. It's very tender. But they were much better to cook them in the winter, dry.
But what are some of the different kinds of beans you have?
Well, we have Kentucky Wonder and McCaslin.
What kind of bean is that now?
That's a regular string bean.
Mm-hmm.
They grow. You can grow them in the bunch beans, or you can get them in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your butt beans of both kinds, or bunch or the runners.
Mm-hmm. When do you usually plant your beans?
I try to plant all my garden beans and stuff. My first crop of peas on Good Friday. That's on Friday before Easter.
Mm-hmm. When are they usually ready to harvest?
Well, it depends how that little pink-eyed purple hull and the old-time California were the two earliest that we could plant. They were developed in... I'll say 8 weeks after the grow warm, they come up and they can develop into 8 weeks.
And about what month would you be getting your beans, your butter beans?
Well, you can get your, in where you plant them on Good Friday, and that's in April.